Good to be back with you for this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, with people living longer than at any time in history, it's no wonder that so many workers are planning to work later in life. The good news is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has projected a 3% increase in the labor force participation rate for workers age 65 and older. The bad news, however, is that the increase doesn't appear to be nearly enough to support the demand for jobs. So more people want to continue to work, and there probably aren't enough of those jobs for those older workers. At the end of 2016, slightly fewer than one in five workers age 65 and older were actually employed. Joining me, as she often does here in the studio here at WYPR, is Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, to share some insights and, more importantly, some tips for how to improve the prospects for those who want to continue to work well past traditional retirement age. Catherine, you've looked at this long and hard, and you've got some insight. What are you finding?
Our recent survey of workers found that two-thirds of baby boomers plan to work past 65 or do not plan to retire, and more than half plan to work at least part-time in retirement. Now, here's the kicker. Only one in three of those boomers say that their employers are very supportive of their employees working past 65. So even within their own employer space, boomers are going to face an uphill battle in their quest to work past 65.
Okay, some very scary and ominous statistics there that you're sharing. But here in the United States, of course, there are labor laws that prevent discrimination based on age and sex and religion, a whole range of things. So how is it that despite the demand, there are fewer and fewer who are able to actually continue to working or find jobs?
A number of factors are at play. And one is older workers face some longstanding biases. I am not saying they are right or wrong, that they may be more expensive, they may be less productive, or that their skills might be out of date. So it's so important for everyone, and this applies to people at all ages, by the way, to really focus on the value that they bring to their employer each and every day and demonstrate that their skills are up to date and able to contribute meaningfully. Because we've lived through the Great Recession, we've seen what happens, and a lot of employers have had to make some really difficult decisions in terms of how they address their labor force, and they're not looking at any of the demographic factors that you just mentioned. What they're looking at is employee performance.
You know, when you and I were in college, or actually graduating from college, it was all about finding a job. You prepared, you thought about all through those 4 years and what you wanted to do. And in this economy, it's about creating a job. So those who have been in the workforce are not exempt from having to develop new skills and develop new capabilities.
So many jobs have relatively short shelf lives, in part due to technology advances and other factors. So a hot job the day we graduate from college very likely may not exist 15 or 20 years later.
Thanks for sharing your insights. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.